Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd like to welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center senior enlisted leader, Chief Ludd. Welcome, Chief.
Thanks for having me, General.
Thank you for being here. Now, we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide and support your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Today, we want to talk about one of the Air Force Personnel Center's busiest sections, our Total Force Service Center. Now, before we continue, I'm going to ask listeners to have a couple numbers in your mind. What do you think? How many calls per day the Total Force Service Center at AFPC gets, and what's the average time to resolve the question that the caller has? Okay, two numbers in your head, and we're going to answer those questions. Now, we mentioned that the Service Center during nearly every podcast because it's a vital resource for maintaining our readiness and lethality across the Department of Air Force while supporting the careers of all those who serve and have served. The primary objective of our agents at the TFSC is to provide quick and accurate solutions for 100% of our customer inquiries. That's the goal.
General, we really could not do what we do at all without the Total Force Service Center. It is, as you mentioned, a vital part to delivering a world-class support out there. And I thought that I'd do a little bit of Total Force Service Center by the numbers real quick. You know, first and foremost, we have 90 agents that work for the team down there answering these questions and making sure that we're available around the clock. They are only closed 4 days a year on New Year's Day, Independence Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. So there's always someone there to provide a response for the question that you have. They started operations in 2003, so been around for over 20 years now. They handle about 460,000 callers a year. So pretty interesting, the volume of work that they do.
Thanks, Chief. Yeah, those are great numbers, and just explains just a little bit about what action is going in terms of volume. But fortunately, we actually can reach out to a subject matter expert and get some additional details about the actual Total Force Service Center. So should we just call them?
We should call them. Let's get them on the line.
Call them. All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling the Total Force Service Center. This is Lauren Grabiel. How can I help you?
Hi, Lauren. Actually, listeners, Lauren's right here in the studio with us. And so to help highlight the outstanding support our airmen, guardians, civilians, and family members have from this experts of Total Force Service Center, Ms. Lauren Grabiel has joined us today. She began her career in 2008 as an agent answering questions in the civilian cell. Now, through her tenure, she has worked in training, quality assurance, workforce management, and business development. And today, she serves as the center's program manager. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here today, sir.
So what changes or what have you seen over the years of the Total Force Service Center since you've been involved?
I've had the pleasure of working with the TFSC for nearly 20 years now. And if I had to pick one thing, I would have to say how we've adapted to better support airmen and their families. I'm so proud of how we continue raising the bar to provide the best possible support. When I started, we only had two cells, active duty and civilian. Since then, we have grown to include DD Form 214, Air Reserve and Guard, and military pay cells.
And can you tell us a little bit about each one of those cells, what they do?
Of course. The active duty cell provides support in the area of assignments, separations, retirements, retraining, retentions, benefits and entitlements, promotions and evaluations, combat-related special compensation, just to name a few. Similar to active duty cell, the Guard and Reserve cell responds to component unique inquiries related to separations, defense enrollment eligibility reporting system, and evaluations.
And is there a little healthy competition between the cells on who gets more work? Do they kind of keep track? And
in the beginning, when the Reserve Guard cell opened, we did have quite a high call volume. So there was a little bit of a competition between active duty and Reserve Guard. However, the active duty at the end of the day does handle more inquiries.
It makes sense. There's just a larger population.
Absolutely. And the military pay cell, which is our newest cell, was established in 2022. The military pay team assists active duty Guard, Reserve, and veterans on a variety of pay-related issues. These issues include basic pay inquiries, bonuses, debts, secondary dependency applications, renewals, obtaining copies of W-2s from the past 5 years, and leave and earning statements. The military pay cell played a critical role in validating eligibility for the president's warrior dividend payments.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of that because, as you can imagine, it was not simple eligibility. And so the team worked diligently to make sure that all those who were eligible for those $1,776 payments at the end of last year, the calendar year, did receive it. So thanks for that.
Absolutely. And then we have the civilian support cell. This team handles a wide range of inquiries from civilian and prospective employees. This includes inquiries on the USA Jobs applications, health and life insurance benefits, thrift savings plans, and retirements. In addition to assisting civilian employees, this civilian cell also provides support to civilian personnel offices across the Department of the Air Force, which are considered third-party callers. If an employee provides a verbal authorization during a call, the TFSC agent can share details with the servicing civilian personnel office on the member's behalf.
Okay. And then on the military pay side, they can't resolve the issue at the toll-free service center call. They're going to elevate that for additional assistance. Now, is there a difference in that process with military pay inquiries?
There actually is, sir. The handling of military pay matters is an exception to our usual escalation process. Currently, when an inquiry requires action from a member's local finance office, the TFSC agent instructs the caller to contact that local finance office directly. However, we are working on a new initiative to streamline this process. Soon, our agents will have access to the Comptroller Service portal, enabling them to create a ticket and route the inquiry directly to the correct finance office on the member's behalf. We anticipate this new process will be operational in the coming months.
Sticking with the numbers we were talking about before, I'm interested, how many calls does the center receive on any given day?
So every day is a little bit different, but normally we see about 2,000 calls spread across all cells.
Oh, wow. And I thought my phone rang a lot. Not that I'm giving anybody any ideas. If I call with a question, what's the average wait time? How long will I be in the queue?
On average, our callers are speaking with someone within 65 seconds of placing the call. And most cases are completed, that means resolved, within 7 minutes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
I'm curious, do you keep track? Is there one kind of question that more people ask than any other in a category or a specific question?
Certainly. The TFSC does receive a variety of calls on different topics, and the most common topics can change as time passes. Currently, the most common inquiries are callers checking on the status of orders and retirement applications for Air Force and Space Force, Reserve and Guard, and civilians.
That's cool. So the data really does show that it doesn't take long to get in touch with an agent. But if I'm in a rush, what would you say is the best time for me to call?
So as you can imagine, Mondays and Tuesdays are really busy for us. So if you don't have a lot of time, Wednesdays through Fridays are best between 8 and 10:30 a.m., so before lunch, and between 2 and 4:30 p.m. And if you're at your desk and you don't want to call, we also offer services via a secure chat Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. This service provides members with the opportunity to interact with a live agent via the MyFSS platform. At present, this capability is restricted to common access card users operating on a .mil network. However, we are exploring opportunities to extend the service to non-CAC users in the near future.
The Total Force Service Center is physically located at Joint Base San Antonio Randolph, and these are central standard times or daylight times that Ms. Grabiel has indicated. Ms. Grabiel, we really appreciate everything you and the Service Center do every day to support the warfighter. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, thank you so much. I do have to mention our team members working in our production cell. This is the DD Form 214 operation, which processes the certificate of release or discharge from active duty for all members transitioning from active duty to separation or retirement. The DD-214 is the most critical document a separating or retiring member will receive. It is used for post-service veteran benefits. The team processes more than 30,000 of these documents a year.
All right, that's a really good point. I want to highlight that we are exploring the integration of artificial intelligence or AI technologies to improve the overall customer experience. Just like you have with many of your own personal apps, you work banking or insurance, there are some opportunities we're looking into to add chatbots into the Total Force Service Center. But the most important thing I mentioned, which is the overall customer experience, we want to make sure that we continue that because personnel is personal, and we are here to support you.
General, you know, I can't help but think about something that Ms. Tony told me when I first got here, and she talked about the 50,000 transactions that AFPC processes daily, and a big chunk of that is coming out of what the Total Force Service Center does. So very appreciative of the work that they did. And just remember, every time you take a breath, AFPC's processed another transaction.
Well, that's all we have for today. So well done, Ms. Grabiel. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Chief Flood, for being here as well. And I hope you'll join us for our next podcast when we'll discuss developmental duty assignments. If you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in our summary. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.